Our next studio guest is...
a naughty boy. That's who he is. Exactly. If he's involved in this play, he's a naughty boy.
We've got Gary Abrahams, who's the director of Hand to God, which is showing at the Alex Theatre at the moment.
Yes.
Welcome, Gary.
Thank you very much.
Now, in 20 words or less, Neil, give us your critique. You said off-air that you hated it. Now that Gary's here, what are you going to say about it?
I would never say to Gary, you're telling fibs now, David. You know that. I've got witnesses. John was here before. I thought it was really good. I didn't know much about the play. I went to see it. The humour is something that gets you straight away, which I didn't mind. I quite enjoyed the humour.
That's very naughty, though, isn't it?
It is. I mean, look, people might say that, but naughty in the sense of just being a little bit more sort of, you know, quite a fair bit of swearing. The content was, a little bit R-rated, but that was fine. I had no problems with that. You know, we're all adults.
Yeah.
I think people realise that. But what surprised me was some of the messages that came in towards the end of the whole story.
So there was a message.
Well,
and
look, they were very, very sort of, strong and really real sort of messages that I think hits home. And I think the comedy was a good way to sort of, I suppose, introduce some of those sort of topics too. So I think it was really well done. I enjoyed the whole thing.
And an extraordinary cast. There are so many well-known theatre people, theatre and TV
and
actors.
TV too, yeah. Yep. So, yeah, very, very strong cast there. So.
Now, Gary.
We should talk to Gary.
I'm happy to listen to this conversation.
As we always do, we like to do a bit of a background before we get your view of the show. Where did it all start from for you?
Probably as a three-year-old dressing up from my mother's clothes.
I think that was most of us.
I know.
I think that's where we all go.
It's a prerequisite to get in the job.
Exactly. I grew up in South Africa and Johannesburg, and I moved to Melbourne when I was 19 to study at the Victorian College of the Arts. I trained as an actor, so I've done, you know, that's my background was acting.
Why did you choose Melbourne?
It's kind of a boring story. I mean, partly because my family were looking at immigrating from South Africa at the time.
So they came with you?
They came a couple of years after me, actually.
Right, yep.
But Australia at the time, there had been a big burst of Australian sort of films coming out on the international scene. It was the time of sort of, you know, Muriel's and Priscilla and a lot of others as well. And a lot of great sort of Australian actors like Geoffrey Rush and Cate Blanchett starting to sort of make their mark. And I came to both Sydney and Melbourne on a little visit just to check them both out and, you know, audition for VCA and NIDA. And I just really liked what VCA had to offer at the time. It just kind of felt like my tribe would be there. And so I made that choice without really kind of knowing. But I think it was the right choice, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
So you were an actor.
I was an actor and then I lived in London for 4 years, and when I was in London I started to write and direct my own stuff. And then I moved back to the VCA to do my master's there about 8 years ago, 9 years ago, when I did a master's in writing and directing, and I've been directing ever since.
So, we hear this story so often that people start out as actors and end up being directors. It must be really good, John's an actor.
My headshot is over. No,
yeah, and that's debatable. Yeah, very debatable. It's the insight that you have, studying acting to begin with that must help so much being a director.
Look, it can. I think Melbourne has a really interesting theatre scene, and I think there are a lot of directors working in Australia and in Melbourne, particularly making really interesting work, who do not come from an acting background and are not interested in acting. They're far more interested in sort of theatre making and, you know, all the elements that go together. My approach is very much as sort of actor's director, meaning that I really like text, I really like working on text, and I really like working with actors to develop characters, as well as all the theatre making that goes along with that.
Yep. So you've done some other fairly impressive stuff, name drop.
My most recent show was Angels in America, which I put on with Cameron Lukey Productions last year.
And a great production of it.
Yeah, and it went, and that was, I mean, it was a huge, it's a 7.5 hour play. And prior to that, I mean, with the same company that I'm working with now on Hand to God, I did a play called Bad Jews, which had a national tour and also a really successful season here. I've worked at the Melbourne Melbourne Theatre Company. Worked a lot at Red Stitch. I've got my own theatre company. So yeah, I'm fantastic and I'm fabulous.
So, because one of my questions was, you know, like how did you get to this play? But it was because of the
Alexander Vass and Vass Productions at the Alex Theatre in St Kilda. They had heard about my work and had approached me about Bad Jews a couple of years ago, and I think partly also because I am Jewish, and I think they kind of knew if they were going to be tackling a play with a title like that, it would make sense to kind of have somebody who was, you know, of that world. But also, I mean, they'd known about my work and I kind of met with them, and that was their first big production as a production company as well. And it was a really beautiful working relationship, and the show went really well. You know, it kind of, you know, did what they wanted it to do. And so through that relationship, I then did You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown with them. And then this is our third production together, Hand to God.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, after Neil's description of it, give us your slant on it.
I think it is an incredibly anarchic, subversive, in-your-face, a bit of an FU to sort of middle-class, middle America / middle Australia, religious hypocrisy. The play was written by Robert Askins, who's a New York playwright, and it's his kind of own life story. He grew up in a very kind of religious middle America. His mother ran a puppet ministry. A puppet ministry is a real thing. You know, it's kind of putting on shows with puppets to teach Bible stories, and you know, so that's his world, and I think a lot of his anger about that world comes through in the play.
So in the show, there are puppets. Is that right?
So basically, the really simple premise is that you have a young kid, Jason, whose mother runs the puppet ministry, and he's kind of learning to make sock puppets. And his sock puppet, who he's named Tyrone, starts to develop a life of its own. And pretty much the sort of joke of the play is the sock puppet possessed or is it Jason? Yeah, and all sorts of really kind of crazy, insane things go down in it. And it's very, very funny, but it is a very, very kind of dark, black humor.
Yep.
It's very kind of high octane. It's slapstick. It's, you know, I was saying kind of earlier, it's, I think if you're kind of into sort of South Park, and also if you're into John Waters, and if you're into like really kind of camp sort of 80s, you know, I think of like Death Becomes Her or, you know, John Waters' Serial Mom or shows like Soap Dish, yep, you know, like really high octane caricature comedy. If you're into that sort of humor, and who isn't, then yeah, you know, the show's great.
Yep.
And I can see that too, you know, because it is, like you say, it's very fast paced. There's a lot of things happening and it happens very quickly in the show.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was definitely that was the theme going through it.
I think sometimes people take theater very, very seriously, you know, particularly in Australia. You know, often that you're going to see something that's got a very strong political message. It's a piece of sort of naturalism, you know, there's a sort of reverence that is kind of placed around the theater when you go to the theater. And this show kind of says F you to all that. It's much more sort of anarchic, yeah, and it really wants to entertain you. Mm. It's like you're going to come, you're going to have a few drinks, and it's really about laughing. Yeah, laughing at hypocrisy.
And did you have previews, or was last night?
No, we had a couple of previews before, and it's, you know, I mean, getting to a preview stage is so exciting because that's when you
and
start.
And needs an audience.
Yeah, especially on a piece like that. Like, yeah, what?
Absolutely.
How was that kind of taking it from the rehearsal room to in front of an audience and figuring out where the breaks need to come?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's going to be a learning process for the entire season, but it was absolutely wonderful, that first preview, from the minute the curtain opened to hear the laughter starting, because then you know you've done something right.
Yeah.
And it's a show that I think can include like a wide demographic of audiences. It's for everyone. That sounds so corny. It's certainly not for everyone.
Yeah.
And I think some people are going to be offended. Some people are certainly not going to like it. It's not going to be that cup of tea at all.
But that's good.
But that's great.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I love that.
Tell us about your cast.
Yes. So the cast is absolutely fantastic. So in the role of Marjorie, who's kind of leads the puppet ministry, we've got Alison White. And I think, you know, anybody who goes to theatre in Melbourne regularly would be very, very familiar with Alison's work. What's so exciting about Alison is that you're seeing her in a role that you will never have seen her in before. She does some filthy stuff on stage.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then in the role of Jason and Tyrone is Guyton Grantley, who's
phenomenal.
Yeah, he's phenomenal. He's a AFI winner, Logie Award winner. It is the most difficult role I've ever come across for an actor. It's bigger than Hamlet because, and I know that's strange to say because it's a comedy, because he plays both the antagonist and the protagonist at the same time. He is Tyrone and he is Jason, and there's entire scenes where it's just the two of them on stage, you know, and so he has had to master puppetry. And I think he's just done a phenomenal job.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've also got Grant Pirro, who is just a dream of a comedy actor. I think his, you know, portrayal of Pastor Greg is really memorable. He's got some, you know, wonderful moments on stage. And then there's two young actors, Morgana O'Reilly, who's a New Zealand actress. She, I think, has one of the funniest scenes in the play.
I'm nodding away because I think you're talking about the one towards the end.
Yeah.
With guidance.
Yeah. And I can't say too much of giving it away, but it's pretty dirty.
It is, but it has to be the funniest part, I think. Yeah.
And a young actor called Jake Spears, who plays Timmy, who's kind of like the bad boy of the town.
Yeah.
He's also got some great scenes.
And he's, you know, like been there, done that a bit too, you know, considering he's fairly young.
Yeah. That looks, you know, with the Alex Theatre and the work that we do, you know, casting's essential. It's kind of the first step to any production. And I think it's really exciting to get a cast of this calibre willing to take on material like this. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the first questions I said to the actors in the first day rehearsal is, why did you say yes? Like, what is it about the script that actually made you want to jump on board? Theatre's hard.
Yeah.
And comedy's hard, and it's been really kind of hard work.
What was their answer?
You know? I think they all just felt like they really enjoyed the sort of up you anarchic quality of the play, and they kind of never really get to do that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, pushing the boundaries.
Pushing the boundaries.
It's good for an actor to...
And Alison has just come off the back of like two very, very heavy plays, Testament of Mary, in which, you know, she played Mary, the mother of Jesus, and also Faith Healer, and both of those were two very religious plays. And so this, for her, was like the complete antidote to that. Like, it is a religious play, but on the complete flip side, on the other side of the coin, and I think she just kind of went, yes, I get to do a comedy, I get to kind of make fun of all of this.
You were talking about the theatre and how important it is because they're producing it as well. And will this tour? Is it going to tour?
We'll see how the Melbourne season goes. Yeah, it's always really... one of the things I think the Alex Theatre is really trying to do is find that in-between spot between independent theatre and, like, Melbourne Theatre Company main stage theatre. And to really find plays that are, you know, that off-Broadway style. So Antigod was actually had a really interesting story on Broadway because it began in a tiny little theatre off-Broadway. And it was so popular, they had to move to a bigger theatre, and then it was so popular that they eventually moved on to Broadway, where it ran, you know, for years and years and years.
Yep.
So, and it's the sort of play where you can sense that independent spirit in it, which really kind of excites me and excites Alexander Vass and Alex Theatre. Like, we are looking for those sorts of plays that aren't musicals. And that are kind of small cast and fun and comedy and entertaining and affordable.
Because it's so good to have a theatre like Alex Theatre. And it seems to be, you know, like just finding its feet still, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It hasn't opened with, and as you said, you know, looking for more independent, a little bit sort of off-Broadway sort of shows.
Yeah.
So therefore, you know, like we're not all aware of it as yet.
No. And I think people will slowly... You know, it's going to take sort of time, and it's about making sure that they program the right sort of shows and that they educate the audience. Understand, it's not an independent venue. You know, it's the same quality you're going to get if you're going to go see Book of Mormon or you're going to go see My Fair Lady. You know, these big sort of musical shows. It's really kind of high quality, really, really high caliber cast, commercial theater. Yeah, but it's at a much sort of cheaper. It's affordable. I mean, that's the whole thing, is that you can sort of come, have a great bite to eat in St Kilda, and then catch a show afterwards.
Yep.
And it's certainly not going to break the bank.
And I think it is definitely bridging that gap that you referred to. And Alex Vass is doing a wonderful job and taking risks. And the refurbishments that he's done in that building are incredible.
And that whole area is starting to come alive again. Because obviously you've got the block happening just up the road.
I live around the corner from it.
Me too.
Oh,
I shouldn't say where I live on the block. But I live just off Fitzroy Street, you know.
Well, so do I.
Yeah, so it's great to kind of see the change that is starting to happen in the area. Because
St
Kilda's always baffled me a little bit. I think it's like this wonderful beautiful jewel in Melbourne. It's so beautiful. The architecture, the bay is beautiful, you know, in summer. Like, there's so much that I love about that area.
I couldn't want to live anywhere else. Yeah, although Neil used to live there and moved out.
Yeah.
All right. So it's running, you know, fairly good run.
Yeah, we opened last night. I think we had a wonderful sort of opening night. The audience, you know, hung around. We had a massive party afterwards. I'm feeling a bit worse for wear.
As you should.
Yeah, absolutely.
Night. Release you need to do.
Yeah, so I'm going to run off now back to the theatre and just give the cast a few notes, and then we'll have our next show tonight, and then we run for another 3 weeks.
Until the 18th of March.
Until the 18th of March. And, you know, if tickets do well, that one of the great things about being there is we do have the option to sort of extend. But, yeah, we'll see how this goes. I hope word of mouth gets around, and I hope people come, and I hope people laugh and have a great time.
I think whoever's doing your publicity is doing a good job, because it's around town.
Great. You know,
sometimes those kind of mid...
Fall through the cracks,
I keep seeing the artwork, so...
Hello, Michael Wilkie.
Yeah. G'day, Michael. Yeah, it is Michael Wilkie.
It is Michael Wilkie, yes.
Gary Abrahams, thank you so much, who is directing Hand to God, Alex Theatre in Fitzroy Street in St Kilda. Come say hello to me on your way to the theatre. No, I'm not giving you my address, though.
He'll be at Milk the Cow.
I love that place. I
go to Banff every morning for coffee.
Look, there's a lot of good
Just give it all away, David. Hopefully there's stalkers out there.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
You enjoy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.